Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with the titles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但是遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北边到南边。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精致的庙宇。东部地区有一系列的美景，山腰海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心。到現在因為保障到很多早期移民當初在這裡的宿舍。
兩千空氣年初，青海部長書回應了咱世界會會員新地的渴望，在空氣年2月18參加新年的慶祝活動，甲來自全世界大約100名的世界會會員甲貴賓，在佛羅摩薩歡慶第二年的農曆新年。在吉祥如意的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海无上师颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员候选人阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优良难民所做的慈善义举。
咱今麦邀请你聆听青海无上师对阮世界会会员做数的开始。无上修行世家，1992年12月，在福尔摩沙三德门。
Meditation, and we are trying to concentrate in the third eye. So, many ideas come to our mind. We cannot concentrate. What could we do for try to stop this idea?
There's so many lousy thought patterns, right? The stream of thoughts, right?It's okay. Try as best as you can. Yeah, when I sit there and I want to become a real Buddha, and suddenly I think, somebody just asked me this question, that question, how can I solve it for them? And then I think, Yesterday I have done this, I've done that, and I haven't done well. How can I do it better today? And then, come tomorrow, there's another program. So I carry on like that for a while, and I think, No, I want to become a Buddha. Oh, really, I couldn't take care of that right now. So I say, switch off, and then it switch off for a while. But sometimes the machine kaput, you know, it's out of order. You switch off, it still go on. Or even, like so you just have to put up with it, and try to fix it as much as you can. Because we always record all kind of,nonsense every day, you know, even if we don't want to record, the neighbors try to record it for us, you know. You come around and say, hey, you look handsome, man. Oh, I do like your shoes. Oh, aren't they nice? Yeah. And then that's it. Your attention just go from wisdom eyes to your shoes. And you stay there for a while, you know. It's difficult to climb up again. It's easy to come down, it's difficult to come up. So, just, that's how we pass our time, you know, from one idea to the next. That's why we know actually we don't have any eye at all. We don't have any we at all.It's all thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. One thought after another, one moment to the next.
We are not we, we are not anything.
If that's what we think we are, yeah? If you think truly, if you think deeply, who are we anyhow?
We are nothing, we're nowhere, we're nobody. Today we think we're happy, tomorrow we think we are miserable, and next day we think we are just neutral. And another time we want to eat that, another time we don't want to eat this. Is that we? Is that I?
No.
Is the thinking I? Is the feeling that the shoes is beautiful? Is that I? And the next day another person says your shoes ugly and you think, well, it's truly ugly. Is that the same I or not the same I?
Not the same.
Yes, so we don't have any I, no?
No.
Truly.
Yeah.
So there's no need to fix our attention to any I at all. We don't have any I. We don't have any ego. We don't have any existence as individual. Therefore, we must understand this. That's the liberation. You are already liberated. If you don't want to, that's your problem. What can I do? Understand?
Yes.
So if you think about it carefully, you know that this is truly, we don't have any I at all. We just follow one thought after another. And these thoughts, where from? Collection. Collection from left side, right side, front side, back side. From anybody. From anything that come into our focus. From any garbage. From any good or bad. Anything is all garbage. You know, when you go and look at the garbage, there are some good and some bad. Yeah. It depends on your taste and your wealth. That the garbage is different from the next
boxes,
door.
Yes.
Therefore, there are some garbage collector. They come and select some what they can still use, and it's still good for them. So they collect it and collect them and bring them to their house. And maybe they sell them, maybe they use them. And that's the same thing with us. We collect garbage from the better, wiser person. Properly, yes. And we think that person is wiser, more intelligent, and we collect the garbage.
Still garbage.
Still garbage. But if we're happy with it, it's okay. It's no one's business. But don't think that garbage is you.
Yes.
That is all. The secret is like that. And no nonsense. So the direct way to wisdom is like that. Realize that you are nothing, you're nowhere, you're nobody. Nobody? I miss you. You're nothing, absolutely. So, come back to your question. If you have any so-called garbage you keep emerging, it's because you collect too much. So, you have choice whether to throw them away completely, reject them, throw them away, or just let them lay around in your house and don't pay any attention to it. Whatever you are comfortable with, just do it. Yeah?
You told us you're a garbage collector.
Well, it's true, but I just know where to throw them, and you don't. Is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah. These things are no problem. Because we cannot help to steal the mind. So long we are still in this world. It's difficult. But it doesn't matter, just ignore them. Ignore them. You see, you have good shoes. Therefore, even here, we are in this so-called natural ashram. You have a lot of stones, which are very sharp. It could cut your feet, but you have good shoes. So you just walk around them all day long. And you don't care to move the stones, because there's so many, you cannot move them. Just to walk on them. You see? Therefore, our meditation is our shoes, our boots, to protect our feet. Yeah? Just walk on all problems. Problems we still have. Stray thoughts or distractions are still there. Understand? Just ignore them. You do your thing, it thinks it thinks. Yeah, the mind continues to play its record, and you continue to get in touch with a deeper level inside. And don't stop at the entrance, that is the mind. The mind always collects all kind of garbage. That is its business. If you open the walkie-talkie in the same level, same channel as other people, and you hear all kind of garbage, they're talking with any no concerning about you at all. Understand? Mm-hmm. Just because our receiver, it has the same wavelength as the other person who we don't even know. That's the same thing with our mind, which collects the so-called karma. This is garbage. Yeah, because we collect other people's problems, other people's ideas, other people's feelings. Therefore, sometimes suddenly we just feel miserable and we don't know why. It's because your transmitter opened. And then you just suddenly receive some nonsense. Something has nothing to do with you, but you overheard it. Understand? And then it has some impression on your mind. And that's what it is. And if we still cling to that feeling or that idea, and slowly it becomes yours, it becomes ours. We possess that. And then we feel the same like the person who sends it. And that's what we call collective karma. We just suddenly overheard somebody is dying or somebody is loving somebody and he's leaving her and she was crying over the walkie-talkie. And then you suddenly also feel very bad for her and then you just feel that feeling all day long or 2-3 days or even longer, then you're in trouble. So just have to be alert and pick what you want and feel what you want to feel and reject what you don't want to. Yeah? If you think the receiver keep receiving somebody's garbage, just turn it off. Or ignore it. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Therefore, sometimes in life, we cannot avoid to feel lonely, to feel miserable, or to feel lovesick, or to feel whatever the situation. But we just don't bother. Okay, I know I'm miserable, and that's finished. That's it. I still go on with my job. Understand? Any ordinary mind, the same. My mind, the same. But I put it under control. After I know that it doesn't like the way it looks, I say, all right, I know you don't like it. We arrange it the other way. Understand? But I cannot stop it when it reacts. Understand? I can stop afterward. When it reacts like this, it let it react like this. But then I try to make it up. Understand? I don't follow the reaction to the end. And I don't follow the dictation of the mind. That is all. That's the difference between control and uncontrol. Understand?
Yes.
Because the mind, it follows its pattern. It's just a machine. It's just a kind of a computer. Whatever you're recording, it will react the same way. So there is no flexibility within the computer. You understand? The flexibility comes from the person who controls the computer is we, the soul, the source of knowledge, the awareness, the wisdom. That is we. Yeah? So therefore, you see the two different persons. The one who react angrily, that is the mind. Okay? That is the so-called we, that we collect all kind of reaction. That in that situation, we have to react like that, because the mind used to react like this in so many lives. So it reacts the same way. It's difficult to change it right away. The data has to be erased, and some other thing has to be arranged. But then it collected so many from other people, from seeing, from hearing, from television, from everything. So it reacts the same way like everybody else. Understand? You cannot easily erase it, except that we meditate a lot every day. Yeah. But still, sometimes we collect more than we can erase. So we have trouble, right? We probably have less trouble than the person who doesn't erase his machine, but we don't have absolutely free of trouble. Because it's keep collecting all the time. Understand?
Yes.
You cannot avoid seeing things when you have eyes. And when you want to close it, then you don't see anything. Yeah. But if you open it, even though without wanting to see, you will see, oh, that person beautiful, that person ugly, that person long face, that person short leg, etc. Yeah, you cannot avoid to see. Therefore, our mind is the same, because it has an open door, 24 hours, looking, seeing, hearing, smelling. These are the doors to collect information, and it keeps collecting whatever you want or not want. And it reacts the same way. in the same pattern. You understand? Yes. Now, therefore, the difference is that that is a one person, so-called person, which is reacting like a machine. Understand? In the same situation, it reacts the same way. But there's another person who behind it, control it. Understand? So in this case, you don't react like that. Or you react like that, okay, but I change. That is we. That's the wisdom. I understand. Otherwise, if we continue to follow the so-called I, that acting and reacting every day, that is not the true one. And so we don't have that. Understand? We don't have really a true I. We have only wisdom. And in the wisdom, everyone reacts the same. Mean we do whatever we must in different situations. But the mind do similar thing even in similar situation all the time. No flexibility, no exception, no allowance, no tolerance. Understand? So you understand how to control your mind?
I tell you what to do. When you meditate and your mind wants you to go and drink coffee, then you tell them, yes, I will give you coffee, but after meditation, that's all. And if it wants you to go and find your girlfriend, say, okay, later, after 2.5 hours. That's it. No need to against it, no need to fight it and struggle and waste all your energy. Just tell them, later I will give you, not now. Just say, it's just like you control a dog or you control a child. You understand? Because a child may be very lovely. It's very decorating for your life. But you cannot always listen to the child. It wants to go to the park. It wants to go seesawing. It wants to go to the seaside. It wants to eat candy all the time and don't want to eat the main meal, etc. You cannot always listen to the child. Doesn't matter how much you love it. Understand? The same thing. Our body needs something. Our mind will react. Understand? Probably the stomach hungry and the mind say, now you have to go and put something into it. Because that's a habit. The machine knows when to put something in and when to put something out. We already put that information inside. But the difference is that we say, now I don't have time. Are you hungry? Okay, but later I give you. Yeah. That's all. That's the difference. Okay? And then the mind will be quiet. Be friend with it. Don't go against it.
感谢你收看今日的《师道之间》节目，明仔请更加收看第二集。焦点新闻了后，请更加收看无上师电视台，搁较侪正面肯定的节目。愿上帝赐予你健康、快乐、甲内心的平静。
Thanks for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. We will continue with part 2 tomorrow. Now, please stay tuned to Spring Master Television.For more positive programming. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, may the God bless you with joy, good health, and inner peace.